Organized labor has decided to embark on an indefinite strike from today to press home its demand for workers to manage the second-tier occupational pension scheme within the public service instead of government. It is therefore calling on the government to release the funds accruing from the scheme to the four registered pension schemes established by workers to manage. We bring you more.
At a news conference jointly organized by the Ghana National Association of Teachers, Civil and Local Government Service Association of Ghana, Health Service Workers Union, Teachers and Educational Workers Union and other labor unions, organized labor protested against the implementation of the second-tier pension scheme under the Government's Pension Alliance Trust. They contend that such action is an affront to the National Pensions Act 766 of 2008. According to organized labor, persistent appeals and meetings with the government and the National Pensions Regulatory Authority have yielded no results, hence their decision to embark on the indefinite strike. They complained that the fate of workers who are going to retire in January next year hangs in the balance as to whether they will benefit from the second tier or not. The labor union said government's failure to resolve the issue poses potential threat to the security of the country, since they have the responsibility to protect the interests of workers.
And that was a report on organized labor's decision to embark on an indefinite strike today.
Meanwhile, the national chairman of TEWU, Peter Lumos, says they have exhausted all channels of grievances, but government has refused to heed to their call. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Lumos said the strike by the unions will be indefinite unless government releases funds of the second-tier pension scheme for the unions to manage.
If you read the press statement states clearly from the beginning where the matter started from, as far back as 2012, this issue of second-tier pension had been on board. May Day of last year, organized labor, Sophia Samuel, the Secretary General, mentioned it and talked about the problems. Since 2014, this matter had come up. We have met the Minister of Employment, the former minister, that is Amashti. We have met the President. We have met the current Minister of Employment. And government seems to take an entrenched position. So this is the consequences of government's action.
So if the government seems to take an entrenched position, is that he doesn't want to release the farm to organized labor or...
Not organized labor. The unions that have signed this statement belong to four different schemes. Those in education, that is, they would not NAGRAT consent. Then you have those in health, the nurses, the pharmacists, the anesthetists, name them. Then you come to the civil service, that is CLOSAT. Yes, these are four schemes that have registered, and all what government must do is to release the funds to our schemes to manage, as stated by the Pensions Act. That is simple. It's ABCD. The Act is clear, and we have gone through all the processes to register our schemes, and government is refusing to release the money.
So it means if the money is not released, you will not go back to work?
We are saying that the strike is indefinite. So if government wants us to go to work, government should release the money to the funds. I will go back to work tomorrow.
But has the government received a copy of this press statement?
Definitely, the government by all means by this time have received this press statement.
National Chairman of TEWU, Peter Lumo.
Staying with the strike, government has meanwhile expressed surprise and regret at the indefinite strike declared by the eight labor unions in the public sector. The Minister of Employment and Labor Relations, Harun Hendrisu, said government and organized labor are negotiating and wondered why the eight labor unions should declare a unilateral strike. According to him, the ministry has extended an invitation to organized labor for continuous dialogue, but it declined to attend. Mr. Hendrisu stated this at a news conference in Accra. In attendance were representatives of the National Labour Commission, the National Pension Regulatory Authority, and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.
A section of organized labor, commonly referred to as the Forum, have decided to call an indefinite strike action with effect from Wednesday, 22nd October 2014, to press home their demands of getting government to release funds to their schemes under the second-tier pension scheme. I wish on behalf of government to express utmost surprise and regret and disquiet at the action of the forum in the light of the following, that at the date and time and declaration at their press conference, the unions declined an invitation by government to come in at 3:30 p.m. for a scheduled meeting to continue discussions on the second tier pension scheme and related matters. Indeed, we conveyed this invitation to them as far back 14th to 16th October. It's also instructive for me to add that at the last tripartite committee meeting, where we took the report of the technical committee to guide us on the determination of the minimum wage, I made a passionate appeal to labor that this matter was unresolved for a longer period, and therefore I wanted an urgent conclusion on it before the end of this month in particular, and to allow for disbursement of those deserving lump sum early January. We think that we can meet to avert tomorrow's action, which in my honest view is absolutely uncalled for and absolutely unnecessary, because we can find an amicable solution to this particular matter. And let me use this opportunity to appeal to patriotic Ghanaian workers not to hesitate and not to feel intimidated to work tomorrow. The wheels of government will run, and will run well. We will reach out to them for purposes of constructive dialogue, and we are available for further negotiations. They should not tear the world apart for them to boycott or embark on any strike action.
Mr. Idrisu assured workers that their pensions are safe and secured and will be released as soon as they resolve the outstanding issues.
Let me assure the Ghanaian public, and particularly all Ghanaian workers, that their pension money remains safe and secured. We only have disagreed over mechanisms of how to manage the risk associated with employees managing a pension fund, to which government has a fundamental disagreement that it should be an employer-managed scheme, with them playing a lead and a key role. In fact, they had also raised objection that they don't want government to impose pension alliance trust on them. At the last tripartite meeting, I said that government was prepared to review that position and ask that we set up a new trust instrument which will allow them, all their four schemes, to be represented on the board, with government having five members as the employer, so that we will then determine who becomes the administrator, fund manager and custodian. It is also significant for me to add that what labor has done is contrary to the provisions of Act 651, particularly Section 159 of the Labor Act of 2003. Naturally, they owe government a standard of care and a standard of duty to have served government notice of this intended action. That just did not happen. I hope that it's not a deliberate action by them, but they ought to have informed government by serving notice of this particular act.
And that was Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, on the decision by the eight labour unions in the public sector to embark on an indefinite strike over the release of the second tier pension funds.